Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets. We know that today is technically the shortest day of the year, which means it's the longest night, which is worse, short day, long night. But Rose has got an explanation as to why we're all feeling a little bit down. Hello, Rose.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not feeling too good. I've actually, ditched going to the gym the past few days because I'm just not feeling it. Is that normal?
I think it is normal for an increasing number of Australians. You know, there's 30% or thereabouts of Australians at the moment. They have a disorder called seasonal affective disorder,
what?
Or SAD for short.
Is that what you're saying? I'm just feeling sad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the acronym. Yeah, it's basically the decrease in daylight. And when you think about it, it's quite a natural thing. If you look at the animal kingdom, like chooks, for example,
yeah.
My chooks have been off the lay, but since I increased their food, I'm giving them organic seed and boiled rice. They're probably eating double now what they were eating, and
I
they're
wish
back
it was
on
in your chook pen there. That sounds exciting. I love a bit of rice.
They're back, laying now. So that's what we need to do, increase our food intake. But you don't want to eat too many carbs, of course, because we're feeling like pasta and rice and all bread and all those sorts of things.
I had a lovely broth last night and I put some brown rice in it and I thought, oh, God, this is good. And I still wanted more, though. I had one bowl and I thought I could eat another five, you know?
Yes. So it's just been kind of really difficult with the cold weather, you know, so that sounds like a wonderful help. But people need to get more sleep, 7.5 to 8.5 hours a night, and just sort of take it easy. Don't gallivant around the countryside socialising and...
steady on.
You know, try and calm down. It's nature's way to make us look within and become more self-reflective and, you know, really look at what our true heart's desires are and how we're really feeling, because we're under, you know, pressure to appear a certain way. Sometimes it's peer group pressure or pressure from our families or work or whatever, and it's not really what we necessarily want to do. So this time of year with the short days and the long nights, it's nature's way of getting us to look inside ourselves.
And isn't it funny, it's only short by about 2 or 3 minutes and sort of, you know, has been decreasing up until this day and from now on it increases to summer, but it does feel longer. I mean, a long night is hard, especially when you're tossing and turning all the time.
Oh, yeah, I know. And sleep disruption's got to be the worst thing, you know, over time that really causes a lot of stress for people. And, you know, that's what we need to be looking at, ways in our lives that we can actually decrease stress, not increase stress.
Well, I say exercise is a good way of decreasing stress, but when you're not feeling it, what do you do?
Yes, I think it's important to differentiate between exercise and movement.
Mm.
So particularly now, get outside, get as much sunlight as you possibly can, and instead of thinking, oh, I've got to go to the gym and do all this exercise, just think, I'll just go out for a walk.
Great idea. You know, I'm forced because of where we are in our building to move the car because, you know, time parking and there's not much parking available around the place.
Yes.
It does actually, it takes you about 10 minutes and 15 minutes to walk to where you park the car and then move it. So that's actually forcing you to go outside. So I turn that into a positive now, Rose.
Absolutely. That sounds great. So, yeah, try and get out in your lunch hour when the sun's high in the sky because the sunlight's necessary for us to make vitamin D and that improves our bone health and also an immune system. But we need to be really meditating, spending more time. And I know people are busy, but even if you do just 10 minutes in the morning after you wake up and 10 minutes in the evening before you go to sleep, you know, you can get in touch with how you really feel about things.
Anything mystical about this particular day that you know of, that, you know, with the energies of the universe and what have you, being the shortest day, or is that locked in Druidism somewhere?
Oh, look, it goes back thousands of years. You know, people always look to the skies to work out, to try and understand life. You know, that's how science was born. And it was astrology and astronomy all mixed up together and, you know. So people naturally want to know, try to explain things. So, yes, there's a long history of energy around this day. And again, it's been about them going within to try and find the answers.
All right, Absolute Soul Secrets is where Rose Smith is from. Check her website out if you need it to help you out or do a reading. Rose is available by appointment. I'm assuming you'd be busy around this time of year?
Oh, look, we're always very busy, but we've got about 70 psychics
wow.
on the network.
Wow.
And, yes, it has been really busy lately because of this, and people are looking within, then they start getting questions, of course, about, you know, what's likely to happen in their lives about different subjects. And that's what we should be doing naturally. You know, we don't have to just accept things the way they are, the status quo. We can change things in our lives.
Rose, thank you very much for chatting with us this afternoon. It's been an insight as usual, and I hope a few people take you up on the offer to, you know, search further into their souls. And look, meditate, get outside. The sun is shining at the moment. So if you're in an office at the moment and you haven't been outside all day, take 10, 15 minutes, not for a smoke, but go and soak up the glory that is, God's wonderful gift.
Yeah, we're so very lucky in this country. We don't have the levels of pollution as they do in other countries. So, you know, we really should be enjoying the outdoors.
All right. Thank you so much, Rose. I love catching up with you, and we'll chat again soon.
Thank you very much.